Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And I'm talking about the Queen's University of Belfast and their upcoming vote on using Irish language, giving it parity with English. It's the Students' Union is voting on this to give signage, or there should be signage in both languages. Now, I don't know if the Students' Union actually has any say, because when I was an undergraduate, and I never was enrolled there, it was really the Dons decided. The students, they could pass all the motions they wanted, but they actually had, they had no control. It was simply indicative. It was an expression of opinion. So the undergraduates and postgraduates are going to vote about whether the university's name and all official documentation ought to be rendered in the Irish language as well as in English. And the logo, all the signs about, you know, the library is this way and whatever, the dining room is that way, and please keep off the grass and so on. Now, bizarrely, there was bilingual language way back in 1997 when the Irish language wasn't used by nationalists and Republicans to push their agenda so much. And by the way, you know, I respect all languages. The Irish language is euphonious to me. Maybe that's some sort of familiarity bias, even though I can't speak it. You know, knowledge is usually better than ignorance. Learning languages is a good thing. It's something that I do to a very low level, speaking a few very imperfectly. So yeah, it pleases me to hear Irish spoken on Northern Ireland. You know, I was in Derry a few months ago, I heard it being spoken and so forth. What else about it? So, you know, that's one of the older languages spoken in Belfast, obviously from the 17th century onwards, principally English, some would say Scots. The thing is, the so-called Irish language is not the original language of Irish, of Ireland, Gaeilge. There were previous Celtic languages before that, which are now lost. So maybe some people, even speaking English, call it Gaelic rather than calling it Irish. I mean, I tend to call it Irish, but, you know, we go back to the Irish language itself, calling it Gaeilge, and Gaelic is closer to that. But sometimes people have to, they say Gaelic because those who are not Irish sometimes don't even realise there is an Irish language. I was talking about speaking Irish. Some of my friends who are not Irish think you mean they're thinking of Hiberno English. They simply think speaking Irish English with an Irish accent and using some distinctively Irish argo and so forth. So yeah, the vote is started already, I think, but it's going to go on for up to a week. So Irish language enthusiasts, they're keen that this would come in and so on. They say that they don't want to take down English language signs. One thing is, Queen's is increasingly international. There are a lot of Chinese students there. And I mean, I know they're sort of British Chinese, Irish Chinese, but people come directly from China, from India, from all sorts of countries, from Nigeria, from Saudi Arabia and so forth. So we obviously know that English is the international language and so on. Now, you know, Northern Ireland had many problems in the Troubles, but the one problem it did not have was a linguistic one, because absolutely everybody spoke the same language. And there are places like India where there are over 2,000 languages. And to this day, there's no one language that everybody can understand. Even Hindi, only 20% of the native speakers even make it compulsory in school. Only about 50% of Indians can understand Hindi to any level. So, but surely this is divisive, because of course the great majority of people don't speak it. Yeah. Now, you could be a native speaker of Irish, or be very zealous about disseminating Irish, and not be a nationalist, not be a Republican, be unionist, or indeed just be neutral, and so forth. So that's it. So they say, I've heard people say that Edward Carson spoke Irish. I don't know if that's true, actually. And so I'm not against people studying Irish. I think that's an admirable thing to do. Do anything you want. People have in their education principally through Irish in Northern Ireland or elsewhere. You know, the United Kingdom has long encouraged linguistic diversity. You know, Welsh has been revived as a language in Wales much more successfully over the last century than Irish has, even in the Republic of Ireland. Or even in the Irish, well, was Southern Ireland, maybe the whole of Ireland, actually, before partition. The Royal University of Ireland brought Irish back as a compulsory subject. Now, I generally don't like compulsion. So I know in the 19th century, when schooling became compulsory in 1870 in Ireland, English was the sole language of instruction, unless you're learning languages like ancient Greek, Latin, French, and so on. And obviously, this potentiated people learning English, because then they could access employment throughout the United Kingdom, throughout the British Empire, in the United States and elsewhere. So being native speakers of English in Ireland, that has been a tremendous boon to us over the centuries. But so people say that they want some sort of equal status for Irish. But, you know, this is really preposterous, because it's not an equal number of people who speak it, because in Northern Ireland, it's like 98% of people speak English as their first language. 0.3% of people speak Irish their first language. 0.3. So it is daft to say they've got equal status. They don't. You've got one language answered by everybody and another language answered by very, very few people. So only 12% of people in Northern Ireland self-report as speaking Irish at any level, including badly. So it's bonkers to suggest that there's some sort of parity there. So you look at GCSE, way more people speak French to some low level to GCSE level in Northern Ireland than speak Irish. And I know French is obviously not an indigenous language to Northern Ireland, so 1.1% of people speak Polish as their principal language in Northern Ireland. That's a lot more than speak Irish. So it may make more sense to bring that back in. So no, I'm not into doing this. So I mean, I would say leave as is. There's just no need to do it. It's political point scoring, it's advancing a certain agenda. People want to have clubs speaking Irish, sing songs, broadcast on television, on the radio, and so on. And I've seen in West Belfast people putting up signs, street signs in Irish as well as English. Well, I thought we usually get the city council to vote for that. If Belfast City Council wants to do that, fine, but otherwise, don't do it. If Belfast City Council chose to put up language signs in Irish, I would say don't tear them down because some loyalists would do that, and I disapprove of that. And then there's Ulster Scots. Is it a language or is it a dialect? I mean, I'm not much of a linguist. Seems like more of a dialect to me. Was it a language and a dialect? The old quip runs, language is a dialect with an army and a navy. So that's why they try to use this a values neutral term code, which could be language, could be dialect. So I don't think it will improve anything in the Queen's University of Belfast. You think that you're somehow not included by not having the Irish language signage there. You could go to universities in the Republic of Ireland, which do that, for instance. So, I mean, it wouldn't be terrible if this was brought in. I mean, a little bit of waste of money to do all these extra signs. There are more things that they need to do, and so on. So, yeah, it's a bit ludicrous. I think where signs need to be in other languages are in airports. London Heathrow, it's disgraceful they're only in English. You think of the official language of the United Nations, also French, Spanish, Russian, Arabic, and Chinese. So I would say maybe have it in Spanish, more than the French, and maybe have it in Chinese or something like that, or maybe Arabic, and that's it. There are not many of the Russophone visitors. I mean, even Belfast International Airport have it in one foreign language, like Spanish, something like that. What do you think? How are you going to vote? And tell me, do the students actually have the final say, or is that simply expressive of their opinion? And the university authorities are free to disregard this or need to go along with whatever most of the students want. Okay, so thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecannon7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.